Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here. I'm still down here in my basement. Burial chamber, if you. Fuck! Hello, Bob and the Black Boots again. Down here in my basement, still. Or the burial chamber, if you prefer. Or cemetery studios. Whatever you want to call that, it's probably accurate. So, yeah, that's awesome. Just listening to some music. I put the first Danzig album on the vinyl player and listening to it. The song that's playing right now is called She Rides, which is the third track. I don't know how this mic is for ambient sound. It's on my headset. I know that Gina's been down here before. We've tried to do joint booths with me using this mic, and you can barely hear her, so I don't know if you can hear the tracks or not. If not, I do apologize. But go to YouTube, look up She Rides by Danzig, and should be able to find the video. Also, you'll on this out al the first track on this album is called Twist of Cain. You might want to look that one up. It's an awesome song. That is the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar. And I learned it on both guitar and bass because when I was in the eighth grade, the band that I was in at the time played that for a talent show at the end of the year. So I learned it on my bass guitar. And, oh, we sucked, but it was the first time I ever played rock and roll live in front of an audience, and it was just a mesmerizing experience. So, yeah. Awesome. Okay, it just changed songs. Now it's playing one of my all-time favorite songs, not just by Danzig, but in the genres of rock and roll, heavy metal, blues rock, blues metal, doom metal, whatever you want to call it. One of my all-time favorite songs is called Soul on Fire. Great, great track. This is the one I would send you to YouTube to check out. Soul on Fire by Danzig. So check that one out, definitely. You will not be disappointed, I promise. Anyway, I'm gushing on too much about Danzig. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Got a lot of fur. Got a. You get where I'm going with this. One of my favorite albums. This is an album I've actually purchased 3 times in my life. The first time I bought it was on cassette. And I mean, I had a CD player at the time, but the stereo I had, the stereo that I had still had a tape deck, so I'm like, I don't really know Danzig all that well. The tape is $4.99, the CD is $10.99, so I'm gonna get the tape just to check it out. Bought the tape and I played it so much that I broke it. So I'm like, that is an awesome. I need a new copy of Danzig. I'm going to go and get the CD this time. And by that time, I was able to find it used for like $6.99. So yeah, and that's the copy I still have. Fast forward to 2015, I get the vinyl re-release because I love vinyl. I love the way it sounds. I love the atmosphere that it creates. I think I've talked about vinyl before, and for the benefit of Audio Mo, I'll probably do a vinyl boo here in the coming days. But yeah, this is an album I have definitely bought 3 times in my life. And it kind of brought the question, not only this, but another one of my favorite bands of all time is Faith No More. They're coming out with a new album this year, and to supplement their new album, they're re-releasing The Real Thing and Angel Dust, which are two of my favorite Faith No More albums. I love Faith No More. I mean, I loved Faith No More in middle school, high school, college, up till today. One of my favorite bands of all time. And The Real Thing and Angel Dust are phenomenal albums. I've got them both on CD. Now they're re-releasing them in 2 disc sets, in 2 disc collector's editions. I might buy them, depending on what's on the second disc, and or if the original material's been remastered. So I might actually pick those up. And even if I do pick those up, those are two albums that I have that I do want to have on vinyl at some point in the near future. So those are two more albums that it's very possible I may purchase them three times in my life. I take that back, because the real thing I got as a Christmas present. So I would actually purchase that twice if I got the remaster and the vinyl. But Angel Dust, I got it the day it came out. That would be three times. But it just kind of begs the question, is it going too far? I mean, I know people who are serious collectors. They will buy every edition of an album that they can get. They'll get the standard release, the deluxe release, the vinyl, and if it comes out in another country, they'll import it. Say, like, if it comes out in Japan, they'll buy that album, and they'll also buy a UK release if it's any different. So that's five albums. That's five copies of the same album, because they love that band. So how far is too far? Okay, the song that's playing right now is called Am I Demon. It's an okay song. Okay, I take that back. It's a fucking awesome song. I sing it at karaoke. How could I ever say it's just an okay song? But I digress. So it goes, it's just like, is it, I mean, the thing is that in logically you could say if you've got the money and it's something you want, go for it. But like, say like somebody says, okay, I've got this CD and I also want a digital copy. I'm going to go ahead and buy it on iTunes. Why? Put it in your CD drive and rip it. I actually do know one fool who said, okay, I got the CD, but I also wanted it on iTunes, so I bought it on iTunes. I said, well, why not just put it in your CD player and rip it, fool? Well, that wouldn't be full iTunes. So anybody who knows Apple, let me know the mentality behind that, because I just don't get it. But I do know several people who have just multiple copies of a single album, and I can't hate on it, because like I said, I've got Danzig on vinyl, I've got it on CD somewhere in my collection, and then I ripped it to my computer, so I've got it on my Zune. So, but still, you see where I'm going with this, I hope. Let me go through my vinyls and see. The first one here, Psalm 69. I know I have that on CD somewhere. Acid Bath, no. Alice Cooper, I do have this on CD somewhere. Nasmestium. Stupid as this sounds, I think I bought that on... I bought that CD and now I've got the vinyl. But like I said, you know, CD is awesome, but vinyl is just such an... It's a very earth tone, very warm analog experience. So it's not like I can hate on people who buy the CD then go out and buy the album. See, Joy Division, Skeleton Witch... The hell is this? Hellhammer. I bought this one because this is hard to find. Hellhammer is Celtic Frost before they were Celtic Frost. Wow. Dark Funeral. I bought that before I even had a vinyl player because I wanted that album. It's stupid, but Mind Control by Uncle Acid. I had that on digital copy. Bauhaus. I got Bauhaus all over the place. I'm running out of time. Samuel. Butchered at Birth. Cannibal Corpse. You know what? I'm going to have to continue this in another boo. Just stay tuned.